With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. An analysis from the group Food and Water Watch says Iowa is the top-ranking state for producing manure from livestock feeding operations at 109 billion pounds annually. Amanda Starbuck is the nonprofit organization's research director.
That's 25 times as much produced by the human population.
Starbuck adds that there is a difference between the two types of waste.
Unlike human waste, this manure is untreated, spread on nearby fields. These confinement operations operate like sewerless cities.
While manure can add nutrients and organic matter to farm fields, Starbuck says the sheer amount of waste is too much for the land to handle.
So rather than actually providing nutrients to the land, it runs off in rainstorms, enters our rivers and streams, it seeps into groundwater, and ends up becoming an environmental burden, not a benefit.
Food and Water Watch used the latest data from the U.S. Census of Ag and the EPA's definition of medium-sized concentrated animal feeding operations to develop state rankings and create interactive maps. The 20-year trends across the U.S. show fewer farms but larger livestock operations. Veterinarian shortages are not new. Anyone who ever needed a vet in the middle of the night will tell you that. Any rural vet called in the middle of the night will agree. What is new is the realization that it's about to get worse. If our veterinary workforce is not adequately staffed and prepared in the event of an animal health emergency, there could be catastrophic consequences for the United States and the global food system, said Dr. Aaron Lowley, Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. According to Jody Cole, professor from Penn State University, about 50% of rural veterinarians currently in practice are within 5 years of retirement. Only 5% of practicing veterinarians in the United States are food animal veterinarians working on food, fiber, or milk-producing animals. Nationally, only about 3% to 4% of graduating vets enter a livestock practice. The American Soybean Association and the National Oilseed Processors Association last week hailed the introduction of bipartisan bicameral legislation to support renewable fuels produced from domestically sourced feedstocks. The Farmer First Fuel Incentives Act would restrict eligibility for the Section 45Z Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit to fuels produced from domestic feedstocks and make 45Z a 10-year credit by extending it to 2034. ASA President Josh Gackel said that biofuel production paves a key path for the country to be a clean energy leader, and U.S. farmers who grow the crops going into those biofuels take pride in helping reduce greenhouse gas emissions while supporting the U.S. economy and energy independence. Imported waste feedstocks are assigned lower carbon intensity scores and benefit from minimal oversight and testing. Without this legislation, biofuel producers will have added incentive to buy imported feedstocks over U.S. soybean oil. The Food and Drug Administration reached a significant milestone when it approved its reorganization and created its new Human Foods Program. It is one of the most significant reorganizations in FDA's history. The new model for field operations and other significant modernization efforts is set for October 1st as the implementation date. According to the FDA, the new Human Foods Program will notably enhance the agency's ability to oversee and protect the human food supply and other products the FDA regulates. The FDA says it's focused on transforming the agency to be more efficient, nimble, and ready for the future with the ever-changing and complex industries that it does regulate. That includes the emergence of new food technologies, the impacts of globalization, climate change, and other factors that require the FDA to adapt to an evolving world very quickly. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.